You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Brian Cochran joins us for our Friday financial update. He's the president of John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com. Brian, welcome in and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Steve.
I was at a store the other day walking in. It was actually a bell ringer. A bell ringer said, "Happy holidays." I said, "Merry Christmas." And he said, "Hey, thanks for saying that." And I reminded him what I said, "Happy holidays is just fine. We're reminding people that these are the holy days. We could say, you know, we're celebrating, right, the birth of the Christ child. And we hope that people are keeping that the reason for the season. But the truth is, Brian, and we're going to talk about it. Jesus can easily get lost. Well, throughout the year, but there's things happening at Christmas that, you know, we should be well aware of and even watch for in our own lives.
Exactly. And what people sometimes don't realize when they think about, you know, how we're supposed to love Jesus, we're supposed to seek the mind of Christ. You know, we know these things, but we don't think about the competition for Jesus. And it's actually pretty clear in Scripture, probably the greatest competition for Jesus is, you know, the two masters. You think of in Matthew and Luke, it references no one can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and money. It's referenced as mammon, and mammon is sort of the idolatrized, or, you know, it's this idea that there's, you know, wealth or money, or using wealth as an idol is really what we're referencing. We talk about that, that scripture. And this time of year, I feel like we get a little caught up in that, because certainly we want to celebrate Christ around Christmas, but we're also running around trying to buy nice things for people we care about. And we start to maybe fall into the trap of possessions and money. And there's lots of scripture that references this. You know, 1 Timothy, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Matthew 13, riches can choke out the world. Proverbs, you know, whoever trusts in riches will fall. And I don't think we think of riches really this time of year, but really when you're focused on possessions, you're focused even on giving gifts and, you know, what that could mean, that can sometimes fall into this idolatry of money, which, again, Scripture is clear, is probably the greatest risk in us following Christ.
Yeah. And, you know, not to say that there's anything wrong with building wealth here on, you know, on this earth, money. But, you know, we talk weekly, Brian, about how to do that through a biblical worldview lens and what God expects of us as far as how we handle the wealth that he's given us, money and in other ways. However, just as concerning is, you know, we should be focused on the treasures that we are preparing for heaven. And, you know, I remember years ago thinking, yeah, man. Yeah. And actually there was a song on the radio, a Christian, and I never really liked it, because it talked about, you know, you got to build treasures in heaven. You don't want to get to heaven and have a shack. You want to have a mansion, you know, and the truth is the treasures that we build here on earth for our Heavenly Father that, you know, so when we see him, we can lay at his feet. They are for him that we work and strive. But yeah, our focus, we need to be intent on where we're putting our focus, not only during Christmas, but throughout the year. And we try to do that every Friday, don't we?
Yeah. And we talk a lot of principles, you and I, Steve, about wise stewardship, but really what wise stewardship begins with is putting money in its proper place. It's not our source of security. It should not be our idol. It shouldn't be what we worship, what we chase, what we pursue. It should not be our identity. And, of course I struggle with that, because I spend every day talking about money with people. And so it's easy for it to become part of my identity, and we have to fight that constantly within our team. But the key principle here is that if we start out by acknowledging, first off, that God owns everything. And secondly, if we can acknowledge that the love of money is a substantial risk, especially for us in this time, you think, Steve, you know, Americans, people don't realize this, Americans' net worth combined is over $100 trillion. So we've got a lot of wealth. You know, we're the wealthiest nation ever. So if the greatest risk to us following Jesus is wealth, we are at the greatest risk of any generation of any nation in history. And so we have to be cautious about this. And I think it's just a good reminder in this season, especially that we should put Christ first. And when we think about putting money second, third, fourth behind other things, it should be about wise stewardship. Not that we love Christ first and we love money a little bit less, but still love it. It should be right. That we acknowledge that money is given to us as a tool to do good works and to be wise with and to provide for our needs. It can be a test. It can be a way that God tests us. And, you know, where is your heart? And it can be a testimony. We can use the money we have to be a testimony to our faith and our belief in our Savior. And so, again, this is not meant to be judgmental. It's something we all struggle with. And if you're not acknowledging this battle that you have in your heart, you're probably falling behind in it, in the sense that you first have to identify that this is a challenge and that there is competition in your heart. And it can be whether you have a lot of money or you have very little money. But either way, we can worship the money, the idea of more money, and the security it might give us.
Yeah, and I would encourage our listeners to do some poking around and searching at the Insights tab on johnmoore.com. You know, one of the things that will help your perspective land in a better place at this time of year, rather than, you know, being concerned about money over Jesus, is, you know, we know that Christ gave all that we could have eternal life. And generosity at this time of year is something that, Brian, you've touched on more than once.
Absolutely. And I think part of generosity is it fights this power of greed. You know, you can't be greedy and generous at the same time. You can't love money and also share it with others at the same time, generally. And you also can't be fearful and generous at the same time. So if you're living in a state of fear and uncertainty and you're worried all the time, you're probably not going to, you know, open-handedly give, you know, and share. So generosity is a great cure for this battle we're talking about. It's a great tool in the battle against the love of money. And this is a great time of year to counter the greed of that can come around Christmas with something greater, which is that generosity that reflects our Maker.
Yeah. And as I mentioned, the Insights tab, is there anything specifically there you want to highlight for the listener?
Yeah, we have our sort of end of year blog post, which talks about some different items, some things to be thinking about. It's called Time to Be Intentional with Year-End Planning. So if you go to johnmoore.com and click on the Insights tab, you'll see that. There's also some really good posts recently. I'm so proud of our team, the resources they're bringing to the website. One is that talking about, does having more money make you a better or worse Christian, which is a good play off of what we just talked about today, Steve.
Right, right.
And then our most recent post that just came up a few days ago is a biblical perspective on the idea of retirement, which is a fairly new, you know, concept, actually, in terms of human history. And it kind of brings, you know, what's the biblical lens? What does the Bible say about sort of the eternal vacation idea of retirement that we see in our culture?
All right. And those are, again, found at johnmoore.com under the Insights tab. It's a free resource and available there for, you know, any of these financial topics that we cover. I was just talking to Dave Stewart this week. You know, the window has closed and he's taking a breath. But, you know, when it comes to Medicare or other things throughout the year, taxes, end of year giving that we mentioned, all of those topics are found. Just do a search at Insights tab at johnmoore.com. Brian, I always appreciate the time spent and wish you, yours, and the staff at John Moore Associates a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Steve.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.